नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 10, The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, Text Number 51. Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Samabhavat Rame Rajani Dharmage Sarvabhuta Sukhavahe. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Abhayacharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport. Among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti heko mahanguna kirtanar eva krishnasya mukta sangha parang brajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.351. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and the people of this age will be happy as people were in Satya Yuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere, can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, observe the rules and regulations, and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. Paranga Jayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundara. So last few days we're hearing about the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, auspicious appearance coming in a couple of days. It's described that Lord Ramachandra appeared in Treta Yuga. So Dwapara Yuga has what, 800,000 years, and Treta Yuga 1,200,000 years. So Prabhupada mentions that about 2 million years ago Lord Ramachandra appeared. And in view from Vedic literature and eternal history, it's only a small fragment of time, although for us 2 million years almost sound like mythology or something so far, so long ago, must be something that somebody conjured up or made up. But in the 10th canto, or 9th canto, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, it describes that great sages and saints have been glorifying Lord Ramchandra's appearance day since time immemorial. Valmiki, Ramayan, so many Tattvadarshis, those who have seen the truth. And describing here about Lord Ramachandra's appearing in Treta Yuga, by his behavior, he wanted to set the good example of king, how to rule. And the Lord's pastimes are for the pleasure of the devotees. By the devotees remembering, reciting the names of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, janma, karma, chame devyam, evang yoviti tatpataha, tyakva dehang punarjama, naiti mameti suvarjana. That we want to stop this cycle of birth and death. And Krishna is telling us that simply by understanding his birth, his activities, what he does, why he does what he does. And when devotees sit together, in particular this satsanga, they relish the pastime of the Lord even more so. I remember many years ago in Miami, in anticipation of Lord Ramchandra's appearance day. Miami is like a bit of a tropical climate also. One devotee, Partha Saka, would be out all night and getting all kinds of bushes and trees and, you know, from the many fields we're around at that time. We were in a place called Nyunamishowanya. It's a beautiful property, Goni Taidiris, but we had many like jungle-like areas. And the excitement of the devotees in anticipation of Lord Ramchandra's appearance day all night long, the chanting, the intensity of the chanting, and the decorations, you could see and feel that actually they had genuine feeling. You know, Prabhupada was giving one arrival lecture in Los Angeles, California, and he was saying that they were selling this church because no one was attending. People were not having that enthusiasm or, you know, great feeling in a religious way. He said, but now all of you, I have not imported any Indians, you're all Westerners and you're all here, and the place is full and full of enthusiasm and chanting and glorification of God's names. So making the point that God does exist, Krishna exists, Lord Ramchandra. And Ramchandra appeared in Treta Yuga, and here in the beginning is describing that of all the ages, this Kali Yuga is the worst of ages because everyone's born Shudra, Kalao Shudra Sambhava. What does that mean? That means that there's no proper training, that we're all simply driven by desire for sense gratification, which simply gives us repeated birth in this material world. And so how to get out of this cycle of samsara, the miseries of living in material existence, unless we see the example of Lord Ram, who is a perfect ruler, a perfect husband. Sita was a perfect chaste wife. And so the whole Ramayana story example is very beautiful, how Lord Ram, we heard the story a few different times, was ready to be inaugurated as king, and everyone was so excited, just like in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd boys, all the trees, the plants, the birds, all living entities are so excited about Krishna. And they're so much in love with Krishna, and that's all they think about is Krishna 24 hours a day, because this is their mentality of Vrindavan. They're very excited. So all the citizens were very excited that Ramchandra, we are king. And then the unfortunate news from his father that, no, actually you're going to be banished to the forest. 14 years. This is the wish of Kaikeyi. So Dasarath, he died soon after that, because Lord Ram was his pet son, and he felt such heartache that he passed away from this world. The Lord Ram performed these pastimes in the forest, and the cutting of Sopanaka's nose and ears, but then the story of the beauty of Sita came to Ravana, who came in disguise and sent Marichi to enact the pastime. Lord Ramchandra would chase Marichi, and we've heard the story so many times. But every day we're chanting Hare Krishna, every day we're singing Sangsara Dava, Nalalita Loka, we're seeing the deities every day. Prabhupada would say that repetition is a good thing. Because in Kali Yuga we're very quick to forget, we're very slow. And by repeatedly remembering Lord Ram and his dedication, his love for Sita, and how Lakshman, he, Neela, Hanuman, all the different monkey soldiers, how they attacked Sri Lanka and destroyed the entire city of Ravana because of offending Mother Sita, the curse of the chaste Mother Sita, and how Ravana was killed by Rama, although he was causing so much trouble and so much heartache for so many others. Now he was finished. So this is the nature of this material existence. There's so much suffering and so much heartache. But in Kali Yuga, the verse that in Kali Yuga, Kali Kali Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan, that the Dharma, the Yuga Dharma, is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And the chanting of Krishna's name is non-different than Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. I mean, we could sing so many bhajans and so many prayers, but Prabhupada often would say, the Maha Mantra is all you really need. By chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Rama is present, Krishna is present, Sita is present, Radharani is present. And this Maha Mantra is a great mantra for deliverance. So it's described here that the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced. And what does that mean? So Varnashram Dharma, as we're being taught previously, if one was a Brahmana, his son would have the opportunity of being instructed and taught how to do brahminical activities. One who's a Kshatriya, a warrior, like Lord Ram, from the very beginning, Arjuna, we were all taught as Kshatriyas, how to be warrior. And they had these characteristics as well. And then the Vaishyas and Shudras. So after some time, due to the degradation of the ages, it became like a caste system. You were forced to stay in a so-called family heritage that you were born into. It was no longer by quality and work. So there's still that misunderstanding throughout the world. But Srila Prabhupada and the Rupa Goswami, the Goswamis, they describe how you can change from by training, by proper training. And this is the purpose of this Varnashram Dharma, the Krishna Consciousness Movement, is training brahmanas, is training people to contemplate the higher values of life, how to actually live their life in such a way they can become free from this cycle of birth and death. They can become free from this struggle of material existence. And the Lord's holy name is the gift of Lord Gaurasundar. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parashudam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. So Lord Chaitanya, who is non-different than Lord Ramachandra, appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to give us the medicine to give us the process whereby which we can awaken our love for Krishna. But one has to become eager to hear. One has to become eager to chant. I was sitting with Surabhi Prabhu and Gunanava, and we were discussing, I was telling him that it's so nice here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, because all day long the kirtan is going on, especially, I'm just familiar with the evening because I come more in the evening time, but I know from after the afternoon artik from 5 to 7, it's such a blissful kirtan. Devotees sitting and trying to absorb their mind and glorifying the Lord. And you can see that it enlivens our visitors and guests. They become so happy. So this Maha Mantra, this chanting of the Lord's holy name, is what we're trying to deliver to all the different souls of this Kali Yuga. This mission of Sankirtan. Going out, distributing the Srila Prabhupada's books, because practically on every page is glorification of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy name. The purpose of life is to jeev jago, gaura chandra bole. Stop sleeping in the lap of the witch called Maya, wasting our time for economic development, wasting our time trying to find a comfortable situation living in this material existence. Yeah, we should actually very seriously take up the mission of Srila Prabhupada and somehow or other be enthusiastic, be regulated, and want to render service, body, mind, and words. This is the whole idea of sannyas, that we're surrendering our bodies, surrendering our mind, surrendering our words. Because this life is short, very short, and if we can somehow absorb ourselves, and how does that absorption come? By association with devotees. We have to find the sadhus, and that sadhu is Srila Prabhupada and the followers of Srila Prabhupada. By remembering, why is it devotees like to hear when older devotees are speaking, like Prabhupada disciples who have had direct association with Prabhupada? It's very enlivening, because the activities of pure devotee are very, very mystical. Prabhupada, when he came to Boston, he had no hope that anyone would take up this Krishna consciousness movement. He wrote that poem. He was saying how, I wrote this poem, how when I arrived in Boston Harbor, seeing the degradation of Kali Yuga, people addicted to sense gratification, when I told them that you have to give up these four principles, they would tell me, go home, Swami. But by Prabhupada's purity, strength, and love and devotion for his Guru Maharaj, and intense desire to see the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread all over the world, he was completely empowered. He was empowered by his faith. He was empowered by his Guru Maharaj. We say the perfection of life is to please the Guru. And we always ask the Guru, please give me your mercy. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. Give me your mercy, because I am fallen. We're all fallen in this material existence. We're all living in a difficult culture, a difficult situation. But we can actually have this Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sitaram, this government of Lord Ram. Just see how Prabhupada had the vision of the golden age. Satya Yuga is the golden age. And we've often heard that this chanting of the Lord's holy name and this ISKCON or this Krishna consciousness movement will bring about for the next 10,000 years the golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the same way that Lord Ramchandra, he appeared in a different yuga, Treta Yuga, but he brought about Satya Yuga, the golden age, by his administration, by his good character, by his example. Srila Prabhupada, you know, from an external point of view, you think a simple mendicant sannyasi with no wealth, no followers, alone coming to a foreign country wearing some robes and just having some books can start a worldwide universal revolution to bring back the golden age of Satya Yuga. Now, that's powerful. It's very extreme. As Prabhupada said, I'm not a magician. I don't create gold or some dust or, you know, a lot of times there are people who are very easily attracted to gurus and who perform some magical tricks. Prabhupada's magic is that he turned hippies into happies, devotees of the Lord. He turned those of us who had no hope of getting out of the cycle of birth and death and repeatedly crushed by the wheels of time, dying again and again, looking for the happiness in a desert. In the desert there's a mirage, and the mirage appears as there's some water just ahead. So you, like the foolish animal, we keep going after that mirage of so-called water in the desert. But whenever you come closer to the mirage goes further away, and the sun is beating down heavily and cooking us. So in the same way, Kali Yuga, we're just chasing after a mirage for happiness, because there's no happiness in a material existence. The real happiness comes in these 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada is very kind here. He's saying that even if one is not free from the contaminations of sinful life, and Bhagavad Gita also is describing, although one may not be free, not that we take advantage of that and think that, oh, it's okay, maybe later on I will become free from my bad habits. But unknowingly, if someone is making some mistakes, Krishna will help. Devotees will help. Just stay, continue following the process. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I have no taste for the holy name. Although you have hundreds and millions of names, but I have no taste, not even to hear about your glories. So this is our situation. But the more one is like jaundice, the disease of jaundice, you take sugar candy as medicine, but that sweet sugar candy tastes very bitter because of the jaundice disease that you have. So we all have this disease of Kali Yuga, the bodily platform, the desire to enjoy sense gratification, not wanting to give up our ego and independence. But as we take the medicine of associating with the devotees and chanting the Lord's holy name and hearing the activities of the Lord in the pastimes, then gradually the medicine, that sugar candy, becomes sweeter and sweeter. But Prabhupada gives the warning also that not that we should think that there's a rule, one should not leave Vrindavan because and one should just sit in solitary place and chant the holy name. So this is not recommended in this age. That wherever you are chanting the holy name and glorifying the Supreme Lord, Vrindavan is there. And he himself left the beautiful, wonderful situation in Radha Damodar, being in the Holy Dham, to broadcast the message of Krishna consciousness. So it's actually each and everyone's duty, the devotee's duty, to take on this mission of helping to spread Krishna consciousness. One should not be settled in mind thinking, well, my duty is to, you know, just clean the pots, or I'm just a pujari, or I'm just administrator, or, you know, I'm just doing this, doing that. But the preaching is so valuable and so important that somehow, if that enthusiasm to preach, like I see sometimes, I mean, practically every evening, the guests are coming and Mataji is offering some books, Prabhupada's books, showing the pictures enthusiastically. So that's a good, it's a good mentality to genuinely understand the philosophy by reading Prabhupada's books, by hearing from Srila Prabhupada, by taking up his instructions, by keeping good association and avoiding people who are materialistic, people who are simply interested in sense gratification, the bodily platform, and by safeguarding ourselves and really looking into our own hearts and seeing where we're falling short. You know, maybe we're a little tired and are not coming to the morning program. So sleep a little extra, read a little extra, and make a determination that yes, from today I want to come, because it's all based on enthusiasm. How is it that Prabhupada could rest for 3, maybe 4 hours and have so much vibrant energy to give morning class, walks, giving seminars, evening class, interrelate with all day long, preaching, and then resting only for a few hours and rising early in the morning, reading the commentaries of the great acharyas and writing so many literatures. It's all enthusiasm. If you're enthusiastic about something, you get immediate energy. But if something does not interest you, then the modes seem to creep in and we become lazy and just want to sleep and, you know, kind of boring. It just, everything seems very boring and very uninteresting. But wherever Prabhupada went, everyone was so excited and so dynamic. I remember we were speaking yesterday, I was looking at a few different pictures of Srila Prabhupada surrounded by, you see, you know, Bhagavan, Bhavananda, Jayapataka Maharaj, Sri Dainananda Maharaj, Tripurari, Rameshwar. And practically speaking, you see 20 devotees, and each and every one of them, Prabhupada empowered. He could send anywhere in the world to start temples and help to make other devotees. Not just them, but there were so many. Devotees were so attracted to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's mission, but Prabhupada, he would simply give them the encouragement and enthusiasm that you go out and you make devotees. The young devotees were sent to London and they had not, you know, you probably read Mukunda Prabhu's book, Miracle on Second Avenue, how Shamasunda, Mukunda, Malati, Jamuna, they went, and so much struggle was there, but their love for Prabhupada, for Guru, and their enthusiasm to spread Krishna consciousness, somehow or other Krishna protected them, gave them strength, and gave them the ability to help spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So we're still in our pioneering stages. Many people, we have Sita Ram, and they heard so many stories of Lord Nrisimhadev, this and that, but when it's being presented by Shukadev Goswami to the Guru Parampara, by Srila Prabhupada and his followers, it has new meaning, new life, and it's philosophically so sound that people will become enlightened, and the temple definitely is too small. because so many hundreds and thousands of people are coming now, and I can see how Krishna consciousness is spreading. You know, people may think, well, ISKCON has this fault and the GBC has that fault, and look at that person, he's not up to standard. We should not be looking at so many others. We should be looking in our own heart. I believe in the words of Srila Prabhupada, we believe in the potency of the Lord's holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The class can't be all bad if we chanted Hare Krishna a bunch of times through it, you know, so. And we appreciate Prabhupada. Prabhupada would look at articles and see how many times Hare Krishna was mentioned. Doesn't really matter if it was so-called bad or good. He said, oh, very good. So many times they chanted the holy name. So, by mercy of Lord Ramchandra, the blessings of Lord Ramchandra, we have the opportunity to be sitting at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, because Lord Ramchandra is non-different than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord, who has come to deliver us and give us this medicine of chanting the holy name. So, we can end here. If someone has any questions, comments. Sankarshan Prabhuji.
This is really, really ecstatic, you know, what Prabhupada is saying, that the Treta Yuga was like Satya Yuga under Ramachandra's rule.
What's that?
And that by this Krishna consciousness movement, again, we can have Satya Yuga. So how can we pull it off? I mean, what can we actually do to make a successful revolution on this planet as soon as possible?
We're doing it. I mean, not we're doing it, Srila Prabhupada's doing it. He introduced this chanting of the Lord's holy name, and this Namahata, and it's going from village to village, town to town, and Satya Yuga will come about. Although it may take some time, but at least in the places where the chanting of the holy name, and in these are little oases, you know, in the desert, there's nothing but suffering. But in the oasis, there's greenery, there's water, there's so much abundance. So Prabhupada has created oases all over the world, and that's his society. So the golden era will be here. The training will be going on. We're trying every day. We're having Brahmachari classes, Bhagavatam class, Gita class. We're chanting the holy name. We're reading Prabhupada's books. So this Varnashram Dharma is taking place. Now, whether or not it spreads throughout the entire world, that, you know, may not be in our lifetime, maybe many, many generations. But somehow or other, I can see, you remember from the early days, that how things are changing and developing. I mean, I think they have like 12 temples in Delhi now. 12 or 13? What is that? Maharaj was telling me. Just in Delhi, huge. So this is something significant is taking place by the potency of the holy name.
Thank you. Sankarshan Prabhu just asked a question, how we can pull it off. And if we go back yesterday's verse and the purport, the answer is very clearly given. The Lord Ramchandra, as ideal king, was treating the citizens as their own child. So that mood is there with the leaders. How we can pull it off before the whole world can become Krishna conscious, and there is Ramaraj in the whole world, there has to be Ramaraj in ISKCON. And before we can be Ramaraj in ISKCON, the five society members which I mentioned the first came to, the children, the old people, the Brahmins, and the cows, and it's those five which I mentioned, they are taken care of, and they feel that they are totally protected. It's impossible. Because the progress can be measured two ways, external and internal. Externally, you can talk about the big temples, like you mentioned, 12 in Delhi, so many billions of books going out. But what about the internal progress? Like you pointed out, internal purity. How about the devotee relationship?
Yes.
How about our children being completely protected? How about the Mataji is being completely protected? What about the cow protection? I'm very happy to see that there's a new program here, rural development. And I'm working with some of the devotees. The fundamental is cows. Before that, there is no question of agriculture. Okay. Unless we go back to that, that is the blueprint given by Srila Prabhupada. Where the leaders studying the GBC and Sannyasi, they feel that every person who's in Skan is our child. You have to take care of them.
I've seen over the years that, as you mentioned, that the devotees are maturing, and just I think last year that devotee care and just setting up, actually we're opening a community services project here as well, because without taking care of the children, the women, the elderly, the same, you know, so there's one very funny, I think it was in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about protecting, you cannot chastise them, they're not punishable, the women, the children, the sadhus. And then one baby started crying and somebody said, okay, all the women and children out. And Prabhupada said, no, they're not punishable. And everyone started laughing, very, you know, he said that we, so Prabhupada's fatherly, loving temperament, as devotees are maturing, I see that we've all seen a lot of our mistakes. We've seen, sometimes when you're young, you have certain radical nature. And although we may have not done things properly ever since Srila Prabhupada left this world, I think that there were a lot of casualties on the battlefield. But the battle is going on, and maturity, I feel, setting in. I'm sure there's still many things that need to be corrected, but that the caring is definitely a big part, and that's the whole thing of Varnashram, is training, taking proper care, proper guidance. And Prabhupada's given us everything, just waiting for us to mature. Just like a little child, the parent may be giving many adult instructions, but until the child is an adult, will not fully understand the mature nature of the subject matter. So it's taking us some time to really digest and understand what Srila Prabhupada intended and how he personally was very loving, kind, and compassionate, forgiving. All these attributes will manifest. I have confidence. Any other questions?
Thank you for your class, Guruji. I have two questions. One question is whatever we see in through our eyes, like mobile, laptop, iPod, immediately we want this thing. But every day we see Krishna, we don't want immediately, oh Krishna, I want to see you immediately, I want you. Why this desire didn't come in our heart? And the second question is, when Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramanand Samad was happening, so Raya Ramanand Prabhu told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the topmost knowledge in this world, we are servant of a Lord. So how can we remember always we are servant of a Lord?
Who wants an iPod? Anyone? Well, that's why we're in this material world, because we have desires to enjoy. And Maya's allurement is saying that, you know, get your iPod, your iPhone, you know, the latest gadgets, and all this will give you great pleasure. That's what all the advertisement, the billboards, and it's all based around sense gratification. But when we see Krishna every day, if our desire is so strong for sense gratification, then the covering is still thick. So this is why, by associating with devotees, Prabhupada, there's a picture, this one Mayavadi, or this one guru, they were offering large sum of money, and say, no, I'm sadhu. Prabhupada said, you know, bring, I will accept, because mature devotee can use everything in Krishna's service. It's a changing the mentality. So it's not that we're striving, our whole life is centered around getting the Mac Air or, you know, the iPod and all the different toys. But if somehow or other they came to you or in your service and utilize them for Krishna's service, that's Yukta Vairagya. And how to realize that we're Gopi Bharati Pada Kamala Das 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 Anu Das. Just stay in the association of devotees. See the humility of how Srila Prabhupada's humility and how the advanced devotees. There's so many prayers throughout the Bhagavatam of very humble and very enlivening prayers of Lord Shiva, the ocean to Lord Ramachandra when Ramachandra became very angry. So the ocean came in a very prayerful mood. So there are many beautiful prayers, even when Prithu Maharaj is being put into in that coronation, and then all the priests and reciters are praying. So we should hear the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, stay in the association of devotees, and try to understand Trinadapi Sunichena Tarodapi Suhishnana Manina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord Himself, is giving prominent attention to that verse of being humble, meek and humble, and offer respects to all others. So we should take it as something very serious. By chanting the holy name, the intelligence will get sharper, and with sharp intelligence you hear the instructions clearer. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu.
Some question, Prabhu. Coming back to the point you raised earlier, how can we pull it off? How can we implement that? So another point I want to humbly present. The first one I would mention is how we can have this consciousness that the leaders begin to see everybody under them as their children and really take care of them, not superficially, but really like a father begin to take care of them. Unless that mood is there, it will be very superficial. External progress might be there, internal might be missing. But the second point, I'm very happy that things are progressing. This year's GB resolution, resolution number 304, where Prabhupada should be prominent. And it was very shocking that Nasana Prabhu posted that on the major website from Los Angeles to New York, dozens of websites, they don't have Prabhupada's picture prominently on the website, homepage. So in the light of that, of course that is there, but one thing, growing up in America for the last 40 years and seeing the Hare Krishna movement, every temple, everywhere, after every aarti, after every chance, my Om Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine, full Prabhupada Pranam Mantra. So unless we can implement that for every devotee, even this morning, I was very shocked and very saddened that after Mangal Aarti, when I was chanting that, one sannyasi stopped me and looked at me as if I'm doing some offense in the temple. Where I find very offensive that the whole temple and not even few people are chanting Prabhupada Pranam Mantra. So unless we can go back to the Prabhupada consciousness, it will be very superficial. But another important point I want to make is Prabhupada consciousness.
As I said, I think the maturity is setting in, and a lot of these points are definitely being heard by leaders. And it sometimes takes a little time to implement everything in the proper way. But if we all chant with sincerity, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, eat lots of nice prasadam for purification, then things will be okay. It'll happen. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai.